Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, my friends. Happy Saturday. Be glad you're in Los Angeles where it's sunny and warm. I hope you exercise this morning. I hope you're ready to reach deep. We're going to reach deep today. You have a mission. I'm giving you a mission. I want to recreate your perception of what it takes you to get you where you want to go, whether you're sick with symptoms, whether you want radiant health and have had that much so far and want to continue well into your 90s. This is the perspective you've got to get. To my amazement, I would say, after four different educations, going through chiropractic school, a couple of years of acupuncture school, a ton of science through two pre-medical programs, and now a pursuit of even more science on top of that, countless mentorships, thousands of patients, I mean, really getting in there deep. To my amazement, I think today I could sum up your mission in a healing in 50 minutes. If you can attach to this. So you got to get deep with this. As always, you got to get deep. Today's show, Understanding Core. Why you must reach the deeper levels to heal. Blah, blah. Not an esoteric title. A real title, meaning it means there's places in your body you've got to start talking to, inhabiting, getting response from, I think is the best way to say it. If you're symptomatic, if you're sick, you're not necessarily thinking about the fact that when you took a breath or when you stretched deep, you stretched your dural tissue. You pulled your tentorium cerebelli, your falx cerebrae, your sagittal sinus. You're not necessarily thinking about places real deep inside your physical body that you were receiving a response from in your chosen practice. Now notice what I said, in your chosen practice. Tomorrow you will be at church, perhaps, praying. That's your practice. You may be in a yoga class in 1 hour. That's a practice. This morning might be the liver cleanse. That's your practice. Your colon cleanse. That's your practice. Your dance class. You may be fermenting a new food to a highly beneficial state. That's your practice. Your health practice, how you balance your body, has a physical attachment to what? That's what today's show is about, to what? So I want you to think in terms of your health now as a layering. You are a bunch of layers. People who are young in their journey, people who are dense to more etheric processes, people who are highly material, black and white, yes or no. These are people who are dense in their constitution. These are not people that do particularly well in a holistic model. They are only penetrable to their superficial layer. What do I mean by superficial layer? Picture number 8. Go to picture number 8. If you're new to the show, I am Dr. Vincent Medici. StraightTalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's, StraightTalk.cc. You got to get to the website so you can attach pictures to the words. If you do that, it's a knockout. It is a knockout. I promise you. from Los Angeles to America, all over the world. The web reaches everybody. This stuff is not out there. You will not get it integrated the way I'm integrating it for you. I promise you that. Picture number 8. Take a look at that. Okay. That white stuff, that's the superficial fascia. Peel off somebody's skin, that's what they look like. Underneath your skin is that. That's it. If you only get that deep in your process, you're going nowhere. Now look at the left side of that picture. You can see the very superficial layer of muscle. Compared to the right side of that picture, you can see they've taken off one layer of muscle. You got it. They took off a layer. There's a layer underneath that layer, too. Muscles of the back. Until you get to the juicy stuff, you've got to go through about 5 layers, 4 to 5 layers, depending where you are. In between those layers is what? The fascia. You got it. The fascia. Fascia's going to let you in or fascia's not going to let you in. You got to talk to it. You got to mollycoddle it. You've got to negotiate with it. You've got to cross fiber it. You've got to stretch it. You've got to cleanse it. You've got to feel it. You've got to get in touch with it. You've got to listen to its response to your practice. You can pray your way to the deep layers, then so be it. You will have your miracle. If you're like most people and you can't, find something that does, or do a little bit of everything. But what I want you to focus on today is the layers. I want you to understand that you, to me, are a bunch of layers. That's how I look at you. You have your symptoms, your fibromyalgias, your gallbladder problems, your back aches, your colitises, your cancers. No matter what you've got, to me, you're a bunch of layers. And I'm just trying to get you to talk to your layers. I have nothing to do with the healing. I cure nothing. I treat nothing at all. I ask you to get in touch with your layers. If you're going to stop at the superficial muscular layers of your back, don't waste your time with me. Don't waste your time with anybody. You're going to go nowhere if all you're receiving is input with that superficial layer. You know what that is? That's, you did the little cleanse, you had the little massage, you got the little hug. And momentarily, you felt a little better, a little lighter, a little more joyful. Wonderful. Not knocking it. Do it. Do it every second of the day. I will promise you, you will not heal. Not the bad stuff. Not the stuff that sticks around. Everybody can get to the superficial layer. So there's the muscles of the back, the guy on the left there. The left of his back, that's the most superficial layer. Then we go a little deeper. Now, let's keep going. Let's go to picture number 9. Go to picture number 9. Take a look at that gorgeous picture. Guess what we did? We dissected out picture number 8. We went deeper. Years ago in chiropractic school, I was blessed. I had a great relationship with the guy that ran the anatomy lab, Dr. Chavez, Francisco Chavez. He was an MD, and he had a master's degree in anatomy. And he loved dissection. And we made friends. And so I could do whatever I wanted in the dissection room. And nobody wanted to do anything, any of that. Anyway, no one wanted to dissect. Students would petition the dean to get out of dissection because it was disgusting to them. So I could be in there at any hour of the day and well into the night with 5 or 6 cadavers, corpses, and I could do whatever I wanted, and I did. It was so much fun. That in itself was worth the whole education. And then I tutored. The Japanese would come at that time from Japan when their economy was better. And they'd have our school buy 5 or 6 fresh cadavers at 10,000 a cadaver. And we tutor the Japanese students. And I got to run that too. It was phenomenal. And what you learned were the layers. The body's layered. Here's another layer. You've got to get through that layer. Because you've got to get to picture 10, the other layer. Look at that. You don't think of it that way. And what's between all those layers? Between all those layers is snot. That's right. I want you to think of it as glue and snot. Glue, snot, dried blood. How's that for hard science? History of science has always come down to common sense. History of science has always come down to common sense. If you don't have something to navigate your way using your common sense, whatever that means, you're lost. You'll end up in a little corner in a little office collecting dust for the rest of your life, rotting away in discontent. And that's what happens to lots of scientists. Because believe me, the cash isn't there for them if they don't have common sense. You've got to be able to ask the right question. Anybody can get an answer. Anybody can do research. Research is monkey work. That's why most of your doctorates don't get paid. Yeah, the guy down the street that runs his own independent car wash, he gets paid more than most of your scientists. That's the truth. Why? He's got to think. A lot of scientists don't. They're technicians. Where science gets interesting is when you ask the right questions. The great geniuses ask the right questions. You might as well be manicuring nails if you're not asking the right questions. The body is a bunch of layers of tissue. And in between those layers of tissue is snot and mucus, dried blood, infection, precipitate. And you've got to keep peeling the layers. That is why it takes you 1 to 2 to 3 to 5 to 10 years. You've got to learn the ropes. You've got to learn the ropes. Some of you know you have to learn the ropes. Others of you are buying into that Kool-Aid, lemonade, Brooklyn Bridge, superficial Madison Avenue sales pitch in holistic medicine that you can come on right in and experience the unbelievable effects of somebody's therapy. This is a joke. The best you're going to get is first base. There's always aberrant miracles. But by and large, statistically, healing is fun. It's a lot of fun and a lot of work. Work is fun. Because it takes time for you to break through the layers of tissue. Keep looking at the layers. Picture number 7. After picture number 10, you get to picture number 7. That is the spinal column, all the vertebra denuded of their muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascia. It's the naked you. If that naked you had the flexibility of a snake, sorry I have to do this to you, go down to picture 31. I tried to get a friendlier picture. Go to picture 31. You know, where I used to broadcast this show from was way up in the mountains overlooking the ocean in Malibu. And 2, 3, 4, 5 times a year for 10 years, 12 years, I'd see something like that. Yeah, I do admit I whacked a lot of these animals. You know, if you capture them, if you catch a rattlesnake, you got to drive it a few miles away because it will come back to its den. And that den, if it's on your stoop, is right next to your house. So you got to get rid of them. Look at that animal. Picture 31.